Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Home gardeners use a wide variety of chemical products that help them keep the bugs, disease, and weeds away from their landscapes, gardens, and lawns. Obviously, everyone wants an insect and disease-free produce, as well as a lush green lawn and garden. But what do you do with the products that haven't been used up throughout the season? Nebraska Extension educator Elizabeth Ekstrom talks about safe storage of pesticides and fertilizers on today's almanac. She says safe storage largely depends on what type of product it is.
In order for our pesticides to be effective next year, we need to make sure that we have proper storage of those products. So depending on what kind of products we have, depends on where they can be stored. If there are those products that are those granular products, whether that be like our weed and feed kind of products, or maybe like our grub type products, those products, as long as they are kept dry, they can be effective for years to come. So you can store those in the garage or in the shed or in locations that are not heated. Now, if we have those liquid pesticides, those pesticides are best if they're kept in a place that doesn't freeze. Because what can happen with these products is if they freeze, some of the chemicals will come out of the suspension. And when we go to use them again, we're either going to find that they're not as effective, or we're going to have to shake them up to get that product back into that suspension. So with those liquid products, it's usually going to be better if we make sure that we store them indoors.
Elizabeth says it's important to keep these products within their original containers because vital information is on the label. That label has critical instructions like application rates, timing of application, targeted pests, as well as information on safety precautions.
We need to make sure that all of our products stay in the original container so that way we know exactly what those products are. And then also we need to make sure that those products are stored in a secure location. So if you have children or, you know, adults that we don't want to get into these products, we need to make sure we're putting them in a location where they're safe and secure, whether they're in a storage cabinet that's locked or kept in a closet that's maybe locked as well. So with the proper storage of our products, we can be sure that we're going to be able to use them for years to come. In addition to making sure that the products are kept in the original container, we also need to make sure that the labels are also intact and that they stay with that product. The label is the law, and it tells us what strength these products may need to be mixed, or what would we need to do if the MSDS sheet, or if it comes in contact with any eyes, or if it was to get on any skin. Those labels are going to tell us what we need to do and what the active ingredient is. So make sure that the products are kept in the original bottle with the original label, so that way we know the mixing instructions in the future.
As Elizabeth said, following these tips will help you save money and keep these chemical products useful for the next growing season. Remember to keep these products in their original containers with the instructional label. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.